Hello everyone, this is Stephen D. from StephenD.net. I'm recording episode 15 of the Stephen D. podcast, or Stephen and Devin podcast, on my Sony ICD PX720 digital recorder. Now, everything's going to go as normal, except one thing. The game of the day. I talk on that, and I have not quite figured out how to make this a microphone for my computer. So, until I figure that out or some alternate solution, I will be recording that on my computer's not-so-high-quality microphone. Okay, so, announcements. There's a couple important announcements regarding Stranded and my website. Okay, so Stranded, I have quit work on that until I've finished my national history project, because Stranded, having that a little bit late will not get me a failing grade in social studies. The history project most likely will. So, I'm quitting work on Stranded because I need to finish that. And I don't want to have to think about, oh, when am I going to work on Stranded? When am I going to work on this project? So I'm just temporarily quitting work. But I'm going to be finished before the December 13th due date. So I'll have at least 12 days to work on Stranded. As for the interesting segment of the day. Oh, wait. No, we still have more announcements. I don't know why I did that. My website. I am deleting some pages. For example, the audio page. Now, there... Do not worry. This is not going to take away my audio game reviews or Storm recordings. But there are pages that I created when I was 12 years old. Like the bouncy ball page, the cat page, that I thought would be awesome for this site. But, for one, I don't use them. For two, nobody views them, and I kind of know why, because, you know, it's like, I mean, not audio you'd put on your site, you know. And for three, well, okay, there's no third reason. It's just those two. So I'm deleting audio page itself. I'm going to keep the audio game reviews and demos and Storm recordings page, but every other audio page I'm deleting. Oh, natural events and WX radio or weather radio forecasts. I'm going to rename that. So, and I'm sorry if I all of a sudden get loud on this microphone. It is pretty sensitive, even on low mode. It's a good thing about this recorder. But also can be the bad thing, but mainly the good thing, because I like sensitive microphones. As for the interesting segment, I blogged about this yesterday, because today is Monday, December 2nd. I blogged about this yesterday. It's the headphones. You can turn your headphones into stereo microphones for your recorder. And the thing is with these headphones, when you hook them up, the stereo field is as wide as the headphones are spread out. So if I pull my headphones apart some, it will extend the stereo field, but if I just put them together, there won't be any stereo field. It will just be basically mono. So basically now I'm recording in mono, and I'm recording at 44.1 KHZ and 128 kilobytes per second. I'm not sure the recording format that records in when it's connected to my headphones, but I'm sure it's high because it's stereo. So I'm going to connect my headphones to my recorder, and you'll be able to hear the difference. You will hear a lot of this noise, like you heard, in case you didn't hear, I was shaking around my headphones, but I'm sure you heard. So you will hear a whole bunch of that noise, and that is because headphones were not meant to be microphones. But me, being the creative person I am, wanted to test it out anyway. So, I'm going to lock my recorder. I don't want to hit a button. There we go. So, it's time to test it out. I'm going to plug these in. Okay, so sorry about that, all that background noise. But as you guys hear, there is stereo. I'm speaking into, you know, my headphones are backwards, or maybe they're not, and I'm going to move away. But if they are not, I'm speaking into the right. And if they are, I'm speaking into the left. So, basically, I'm on the right side, and my stereo field's about a foot right now. And I'm going to move to the center of the stereo field. You know, I'm kind of going from left to right with my head, just to show you. I'm just moving left and right, but that's probably getting annoying, so I'm going to sit in the center. Yep. And, yeah. So basically, in between the left and right headphone, it's a stereo field. Now I'm going to speak into the left. Or the right. But with my headphones, I'm speaking into the left right now. And I'm back in the center. Now I'm going to change it back to mono. I just wanted to show you that you could do this. Hold on one sec. Okay. So, sorry about that. I got way too close to the microphone. So, as you can see, and I don't know why I say the word so a lot. I honestly don't. So, if you notice that, I notice it too. So, there we go again. Anyway, that about wraps up our interesting segment. Now, that does not mean that the rest of the podcast is not interesting, because remember, we still have tech tips and the game of the day, which, as I said in podcast episode 14, will be Q9 again, because we're doing the Q9 World Series. And no, I don't mean baseball World Series. I mean that there are four worlds in Q9, and we are on the second one now. This series will continue through episode 17, which is actually is going to get us through all the rest of the podcast releases, I believe, for this year, between now and January 1st. All the ones on this calendar that I have on the top of the podcast page. So, without any further ado, let's get on to the the game. Okay, sorry, you guys, that you heard all that, but as you know, I have switched microphones from my high-quality digital recorder back to my computers because, unfortunately, I cannot record game reviews on my digital recorder yet, but I'll set that up soon. Now, we're going to continue with our Q9 series by playing the second world. This one has a lot of the pits that we introduced last time, along with bears, which are new types of enemies that I'll have to use my slingshot on.
Start A on that A, all programs submenu use tab. Bags, flip the Q9 active, left Q9 action game on the web to Q9 action game 3 of Q9
Last Space Studio.
Oh god.
Main menu. Use your up and down arrow key. Start game.
Turn the music down, because frankly it's pretty loud.
Egg start game. Load lap. The jungle world. Level 3.
Oh, apparently I have to play that again.
Club.
Well, I will come back when I'm done.
Stop record space.
Okay. Back. Now, let's go through this portal to get to the next world.
You have 25,585 points. The Cave World, Level 1.
Okay. Well, we're also gonna have bats, which we love to kill those because they squeak too much. Here comes.
Clum.
Dead. Killed it. Fortune field off to the right. I got myself killed in that fortune field.
Exactly what I would have done. The Cave World, Level 1.
Smart Aleck. Kill the bat.
Deus Shield.
Uh-huh, those bats. Would you get out of here?
Club.
Oh, okay. And look, you just got killed. I didn't get my bonus object, but two animals just got, I mean, four, if you count the bat, just got owned. O-W-N-D.
64 strength.
D.
Oh. Admin left Baron, 11% right Baron remaining cold.
Hold on
your
a second,
battery
you
is
guys.
Low left Baron, 11% right Baron. If you need to continue
using
your
computer.
You're
rambling on about its low battery and it's annoying. There we go. Continue. There's a bear.
Slingshot. Club.
Do that.
42 strength.
Level almost. There you go. Please.
You have 52,352 points. The Cave World, Level 2. Two strength.
God. Those animals so cowardly. They have to travel in packs. The only thing that's semi-brave in the world is the bear. And maybe every once in a while a bat. Those things.
Slingshot.
Whoa. This thing is huge.
Slingshot. Rocks.
No joke. Back up, mister. Come on,
six
over.
Strength.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
Way to go. The Cave World, Level 2, Slingshot.
Dang.
Slingshot. Club.
Almost done.
Ammunition.
Oh.
Slingshot. Club.
Gotcha.
Space.
Space. Got him. Is he...
Space.
Was a weirdo.
Strength.
Goodness. Can this level be over already?
Space.
Thankfully.
Space.
Got through, and now it's a bonus level.
You have 94,385 points.
Bonus level.
Extra strength. Deus shield. Extra points. Extra strength. Extra strength. Deus shield. Ammunition. Extra strength. Deus shield. Extra strength points. Extra life. Extra life. Ammunition. Deus shield. Extra strength. Extra life. Deus shield. Extra life. Ammunition.
Oh. Check it out. She got like extra everything.
You have 95,649 points. The cave world. Level 3. 100 club.
Oh yeah.
Space.
Ooh.
Slingshot.
I must die. These creatures are like trying to kill me.
Ammunition.
Killing them as we go.
Base. 34 strength. Deus shield.
Okay.
Base shield, club.
Guys.
62 strength.
I resume. I am close to the portal, but I was pretty much there last time when I died. I didn't want to make y'all listen to the same thing over and over again. So, hop this pit.
You have 159,957 points.
Yep. There we go.
The Mountain World, level 1.
And that's our next world.
Game over.
It's saved.
Your final score is 159,957 points. Main menu. Exit. Thanks for playing.
Sound recording. So, dialogue. Toolbar.
Hope
stop
you enjoyed that.
Space.
So I guess we're going to do the tech tips now. Thanks for listening to the game of the day. Hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed the game of the day. You can hear my watch. Because I'm setting the time, the 3-minute timer, as I always do for today's tech tip. Okay, starting my timer. Today's tech tip is recorders. As we all know, it is approaching holiday season, and everybody is looking for gifts to buy. Some people might want recorders. And last podcast episode's tech tip was over the Blue Yeti stereo USB microphone. Today, I will be talking about the Zoom H4n, Olympus LS100, and Sony ICDPX720 digital voice recorders. Honestly, if you ask me, if you want a stereo recorder, I would suggest picking between the Zoom H6n and the Olympus LS100. The Sony ICDPX720, the great recorder it is, supports stereo recording, as was demoed earlier in this podcast, but does not have a stereo microphone itself. So if you're looking for a recorder with a stereo microphone built in, the Olympus LS100 and the Zoom H6n would be great options for you. As for noise level, the Zoom H6n is a little bit louder than the Olympus LS100 as far as the high frequency hissing you hear in the background when you are recording. The Sony ICDPX720 has a fairly low hissing level for its price. It is $60 and I can barely hear it myself, me being a blind person and having paying more attention to my hearing So, yes. Although, one thing. The Olympus LS-100 is at least... Oh, I know it's $200 to $300. Along with the Zoom H6N. Those two are very expensive recorders. However, if you were looking for a high-quality stereo recording option, just as the Blue Yeti was for USB microphones, I think these would be great options for you. If you were looking for a portable, handheld, easy-to-use, easy-to-access recorder that you can transport files off of and record in super high quality, up to 100 kilobytes per second, I think that the Sony ICD PX720 is good for you. This is a very easy to use recorder, but records in mono. All three of these recorders support transferring files to the PC. So, I guess it's your pick. You choose your recorder. I guess that ends that segment. God, I don't know how I always get lucky and end up filling up all those 3 minutes. Like, literally, from 3 minutes and 0 seconds to 0 seconds. I'm talking about my subject. It's pretty cool. So, as for this podcast, I hope you enjoyed it a lot. And I look forward to recording episode 16. This has been another Steven and Devin podcast, although Devin was not here because this is a makeup episode. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.